One of my favorite things about the holidays when I was really little was that my great-grandpa would come, who was a really extraordinary fellow. He was either always smoking a cigar, praying, or doing some kind of mischief. and one of the earliest memories I have of the holidays, I remember him always being incredibly excited about what he called the new sciences, which weren't that new at that point. But he tried to explain symbiosis to me, which he said was the practice of one species doing something essential for another species that the species can't do for itself. And he said that most people don't know that fir trees are born not being able to walk. That there's actually a period of time when little fir trees can't walk, that lasts 2 or 3 months, and during this time they're extraordinarily vulnerable to predators. And so their parents actually stand stationary beside them, protecting them. And this goes on until at last the little tree is able to walk. But he said that unlike human beings, whose umbilical cords can be cut by other human beings or will fall off if you don't, trees can't sever their cords to the earth. They're actually stuck. They can't move, which of course would make it incredibly dangerous for the little tree. So about the time, extraordinarily, about the time that the little tree is ready to begin getting ready to walk, fledging, when the little tree is ready to fledge, human beings come along and actually sever the cords. They actually free the little tree from the earth and they take it into their homes and they give it a place of honor in their homes and they dress it up in jewelry and little finery to honor it, the little tree preparing to walk, and they gather around it every night and they even bring presents and place the presents at the little tree's feet. And this went on for about 2 weeks. And then at last, the little tree was ready to walk. And on that night, we carefully took all the decorations off of it, gently, while the tree was still sleeping, and gently placed it in front of the house by the street, sleeping, as it was ready to walk. And then my great-grandpa took me inside and we went to bed. And when I woke up, the little tree was gone. And he told me that we call it Christmas. And this is a Christmas song. Thank you. Let's see, which banjo do I use?
This one.
Thank you.
I didn't know saws bow.
They bow, they bow. They actually singing saws sing by themselves. We just encourage them. We just pet them and cradle them in our laps and encourage them. Okay. Tired old reindeer transporting Santa Claus. Freedom's a I come from all kinds of people, whom I love, very much, and have faith in Romanian gypsies, Russian Jews, Christians, and I was brought up with all the holidays, all of them, and I played with kids who are Muslim and Buddhist and stuff, and I don't know. If the hobo was singing a song about wine, I don't know if the hobo was singing a song that he knew when he was a little boy. And I don't know if the hobo is singing a song about faith. But I believe that he believed that they found a way to take the human voice and turn it into electricity, and that they found a way to take that electricity and turn it into magnetism, and that they found a way to take that magnetism and turn it back into electricity and then turn it back into the human voice so that we could be alive here right now, all together, all of us in this moment, forever. And that it's this moment right now, and it's right now for you, and you're looking out at us, and we're all alive right now with you, and it's right now. And I don't believe in reality, but I do believe in belief. And I don't believe that he would ever have believed that 30 years after he died, he'd be here in this room together with all of us, singing you a Christmas song. But here he is.
Never found me, yet, never found me, yet, Jesus' blood. Never found me yet. This one thing I know, for he loves me so. Jesus Christ never found me yet. Never found me yet. Jesus Christ never found me yet. This one thing I know, for he loves me. not never found me. Yes, never found me. Yes, Jesus' blood never found me yet. This one thing I know, for he loves me so. Jesus' blood never found me yet. Never found me yet. Jesus' blood never found me.
Once a year, you'll appear, dine at their tables and drink stoop to stoop. Though no one sees you, once a year, you'll swing setting snowy night rooms, your sweet snowy tune. Now they will wake you. Storm cellar grew cool. Go this night into time. Oh, did you scare them dressed in sheets of white? At dizzying heights. Go this night into time. The children mistaken to think it untrue. You old ancient ruse. Somehow we all played in music. old clothes. No, they will take you to their arms. Tell them the secret to y'all look so nice together. Gifts I'm preparing for some Christmas sharing, but I pause because hanging my stocking, I can hear a knocking. Is that you, Santa Claus? Sure it's dark out, not the slightest spark out. Mind my clacking jaws. Who's there? Who is it? Are you stopping for a visit? Is that you, Santa Claus? Are you bringing a present for me? Something pleasantly pleasant for me. That's just what I've been waiting for. Would you mind slipping it under the door? Cold winds are howling. Could that be growling? My legs feel like straws. My, my, oh me, my. Kindly would you reply? Is that you, Santa Claus? Thank you guys. Thanks for taking all that time off your work.